The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room. This is Red Pill Politics.
There, patriots and obedient vassals, welcome back to Weekly Dose of Red Pill Politics. I am your opinionated and abrasive host, Dave Runs with Scissors Kopasz, and it is my succinct pleasure to be spending Sunday morning with all y'all. Welcome aboard, September 24th. Looks like the main part of summer is behind us. We're into the fall, and we're right on the verge of a time. I've been saying this every year for like the last 5 years plus, is I think this is it. This is going to be a bad one. I'm convinced that if the elite of the world, not just the scumbags that have populated the government of the United States, but now that we have global government who's there to love real hard on us, I'm quite convinced they're going to follow through with their original plan that if they're going to do something shady, they're going to do it in the depths of winter around a Christian holiday, which, of course, is, you know, Christmas. All right. Right around that time, things ought to pretty much come apart if they're going to make a big move on the population, not only of this country, but any country in the temperate zone. That would be the time to do it when you're snowed in, your mobility is limited, your ability to access food, everything is limited. That's when they're going to go and pull their shenanigans, and I think it's coming. I mean, we got the election right around the corner. The deep state is freaking out. They're losing grip. No matter how much they, every time they indict Trump, it becomes bigger, okay, and more ominous. More people wake up, and not just those that are on the right side of the political spectrum, but we're seeing Democrats now who have finally, I mean, I guess things have just gotten bad enough where some of them are saying, yeah, I'm not going to be part of this. All right, they have liberal leanings. All right, these are some of your classic liberals, libertarian-ish, and they'll have none of it anymore, and they're starting to fall away. The support is falling away. The donations are falling away. And the only way they can keep money going into the system is the laundering that's taking place, like we see in Ukraine. Ukraine has become the Democrat Party's little personal piggy bank. All right, you see billions go over there, and then millions come back to their campaign coffers. That's what's going on, for those of you that might not quite understand why we would so feverishly be throwing good money after bad at the situation in Ukraine. Is because there's backdoor deals, right? The Bidenista regime has been up to their eyeballs in organized crime and corruption over in what is probably, I mean, our government's pretty bad right here, for sure. But the Ukrainian government's probably among the most corrupt in the world. All right, so they've got these backdoor deals arranged, and the money comes right back in and feeds the monster here stateside. But people are growing tired of this. As we secure the borders in Ukraine to help them with their borders, you don't have to look far to see what can only be described as an invasion. I don't care how many times they call these people immigrants. I mean, it just doesn't meet the definition. when they're coming over, and in some nations, there was videos last week that we saw where dozens of boats coming in loaded with military age males. All right, you know, no women, no children. That's not amongst those that are coming here as immigrants and asylum seekers. Right? If you go and you look at any of the interviews that might be leaking out from the independents out there, as they're talking to these people, there's not a hint of persecution that they're running from. All right, that's what, when you're seeking asylum, it's supposed to be because you're running for your life, because the government turned on you and you must leave your home nation and come, it's just seeking asylum. It doesn't mean you travel halfway across the world to storm the borders of the United States. You see asylum, you seek that in the first friendly nation whose border you cross. So yeah, there's a little leapfrog going on here. They're coming from all over the world, and they're coming right across our borders. And don't think it's just the southern border. I just picked up an article just last night as I was reading, and there's about to be a plea deal of an individual who has been thrown out of the country already. He was an illegal alien, got caught, got thrown out. He's back again, but he's trafficking in more illegals. He got caught. And this is in New Hampshire and Vermont. So, yeah, there's no border that's not completely porous. And they're flooding this nation. People see it. Our borders mean nothing. And we send billions and billions of dollars that we don't have. These are all, don't forget, we're working under the Federal Reserve System. All right, fractional reserve lending, where each FDIC bank can lend out up to 10 times more money than they have in holdings. And it doesn't spring into existence until you borrowed some of their Federal Reserve notes and you've gone out, you've worked your work week, and in exchange, they give you this stuff called money. You get a paycheck, you get a little piece of paper which says, yeah, this is, you can redeem this for Federal Reserve notes. And a note, by the way, is an instrument of debt. Okay, it's an instrument of debt. It's a promise and nothing more. It only has value if you, in your mind, and in the people of this nation, in their mind, believe that it does. It's based on good faith of the people. But what happened when we lose faith in our money? We lose the value of it, too. It becomes valueless, and it's on its way. It's on its way. So, don't mean to start the show so negative, but, you know, we are in a very tough spot right now. Well, we got a Federal Reserve that, you know, prints up money at will. They don't have to come to the voters anymore. Once upon a time, our government had to come to us and say, yeah, we need to spend some money, and this is what we want to spend it on. Hopefully you think it's a good idea, too. And the voters get to determine, do we take that debt on? Is that a good thing to spend money on? I don't care if it's, you know, education or our roadways. Okay, there's some such thing as reasonable spending. If we want to bolster and help our commerce and our economy, you know, maybe building roadways that would allow products to easily and smoothly and quickly flow, you know, from, you know, the ports to the mainland to move things around, that might be an expenditure that people say, yeah, you know what, that's reasonable. I'm willing to pay for that. I may not use that highway myself that often, but that may result in lower prices and more selection of the products that I buy here locally. So does that happen anymore? No. No, government just goes in and according to what they call American interests, right? They're funding all kinds of things. Their foreign policy is designed around all kinds of things that you and I don't get to talk about as voters. that all these stakeholders, okay, because we've been deluded here, where it used to be about us, our voice, what we say used to matter, or at least a little bit, is now being totally substituted by this whole new breed of creature called the stakeholder who speak on your behalf. Right? And deriving from my experience in local government, I remember a time where land trusts were being eased in to the community because they were local and friendly faces, people that we knew right from our community. We didn't realize they were populating the board of directors for these little Soviets. But they were local and friendly faces, gave us a sense of comfort. Okay, and then all of a sudden these environmental stakeholders were speaking on our behalf. The people of our area want this, and the people of our area want that. We need to preserve, preserve, preserve. That's what the people want. Well, do they? Is that really what they want? And when you go into your town hall and you say, well, let me see here, you're taking, the land trust got its sites on all of these private properties, which are currently contributing to the tax base. Well, let's take them all off now. And I asked government, to which I've never gotten an answer, not once. I asked them, how are you going to either provide the same level of services with less money? How do you do that? Because if the tax base isn't coming in from the private property that's been put into preservation, you're going to have to get the money from somewhere. And what's the only way you can do that? That's right. You tax the people. Their taxes go up. And then, as their ambitions grow, it's now gotten to the point where they just, hop on the phone of the old Federal Reserve and say, hit the print button. So unless our government runs out of paper or ink, the chances of them slowing down on their spending is pretty close to zero. They are acting exactly like addicts. This is the way an addict would act. Their thirst, their craving to spend money that they don't have, that they know is just going to go on the backs of the voters. They're just going to make the phone calls. They're going to spend the money. A lot of the money is going to come back to their coffers, as I mentioned with Ukraine. They're not the only place that campaign dollars are laundered through. It's through many of their ambitions. And what they're most hyped up about right now, and especially literally right now, on the heels of the meetings that the UN had in the General Assembly, it's been all the last week going after the minds of children. All right, they had a whole big segment, days worth of material to get the youth on board. Because it's so much more difficult for all you adults out there trying to do the adult thing to be able to say no to a child. How do you say no to an innocent child who just wants a clean environment, clean energy, and all this other stuff? How do you say no to a child? And they'll demonize you for that if you try. Well, they've also decided, and I've said this before, because this has already happened, and it's happened again, is now that the UN and the World Economic Forum, all these guys know that they're in a heap of trouble. The people are waking up steadily. That this is a one-way flow. It doesn't go the other way from the point where you wake up, realize they're really tucking it to you, who the characters are, and then all of a sudden saying, geez, these people really do love us. I made a horrible mistake. I trust you, government. It doesn't go that way. When people wake up and realize they've been lied to, it's a one-way flow, and they're losing favor. So again, their timeline, because they were aiming. In fact, there was a website. It might still be out there, called America 2050, .org or .com or something. And it carved up the entire world into mega regions. And it showed populations of people that were condensed into these zones, of course, around public transportation, because they're getting rid of your private vehicles, going along with their rewilding project, which they got kind of quiet about after the Earth Summit in 92, and their map came out and everyone saw what they meant by that. So, yeah, they're now ramping it up again. All right, went from 2050 to 2030, and now they know if we wait till 2030, that the people are going to wake up to most of this stuff and put a stick right in the spokes. That's just what's going to happen. So now they're ramping it up again. Now, I want to remind you folks that, you know, especially the pessimists out there, and I get some of that in me too. I get frustrated things aren't happening as quickly as they should, and that folks are not waking up to the facts that are right in front of their face. And, I get frustrated, but at the same time, I don't want you to think for 1 minute that your efforts, that our efforts, that our common collective wisdom, that the waking that's happening here is not having an effect. Because this is precisely the reaction you would expect from a rogue entity that is beginning to be exposed, whose minions are starting to thin out. The support is becoming harder and harder to gain and hold on to. So yes, they've changed the timeline again due specifically to the relentless pressure that we have put on them. Because if it didn't, and we were just gliding along in blissful ignorance, gobbling up absolutely everything that they say, then they would stick to their plan, work their plan. All right, they're pretty good at that. But they are making adjustments on the fly, and it is because of the pressure we bring on them. So to the pessimists out there, and I'm not going to go, you hear Alex Jones and others saying, oh, we're winning this. We're not winning this yet. We have already lost so many rights, so many liberties. Our money has been hijacked. Our economies have been hijacked. Soviets all around us, local, state, and federal. We are not winning this yet. But we're going back to the 3%. You know, it took 3% of the population to way back in the day to step up and say, you know what, this is not going to fly. This is not freedom and liberty. And we're saying no. We outright reject that, and we will give you nothing but resistance. Now, it was, the population back then was about a third, roughly. There was a third that were seeking liberty and wanted to separate themselves from Britain. There were a third that were loyalist. And then there were a third that were, there's little pussies and sitting on the fence. All right, they were going to go with whoever had momentum, with whoever was winning. They were uncommittal. One thing God didn't like. I mean, be on board or be against it. But have some personal integrity and be something. Be on a side. Pick something and believe in it. He didn't like tepid, lukewarm people. Because you are, as guilty if you know and do nothing, right? The old silent consent, that was frowned upon most, is that you knew and did nothing. So you fence riders out there, get off the damn fence, pick a damn team to be on. I want to know if you're friend or foe. The whole country wants to know. Every patriot out there wants to know if their neighbor is friend or foe. Because the solution, don't believe Q, all right? Don't believe Q, all right? Because Q would have you believe there's a bunch of white hats in there that love you, that do love you, and I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a minute, and that the solution is going to come from them, that your role in this is to sit back and wait for the next Q drop to entertain yourself. That is not the way it's going to work. You want to know where your neighbors are. What side are they on? Because we do have to right now. All these big movements, national movements of groups of all kinds of whatever their names are. Right. There was time for that, maybe going back years, you know, to form these groups and to work together. But, you know, when the lights go out and with censorship being what it is, right, you can't trust that anymore. We're being forced back to the good old days. This is one good thing that's going to come of this. People are going to reconnect with the importance of where their food comes from, securing agriculture, all right, with knowing that their security is going to be tied intimately with how close your community is. You know, back in the day, people were pretty darn close, and they helped each other. You know, if a farmer's farm burnt down, the other farmers and the militia came in, made sure that him and his family were taken care of. They rebuilt their house, and they were back on their feet and part of the community again. All right. Well, got a break coming up. This is Red Pill Politics, and you are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. You stay with us, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United
States.
With
anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show.
Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I
And welcome. Happy Sunday, everybody. It's September 24th. We are 1 month away from UN Day, October 24th. That's right. They're out there with a new day for something, the new International Day for Women, the new International Day for Porpoises, the new International Day of Climate Resilience. Well, UN Day has been on the calendar for a while. And I would like to encourage all of you to join all of me in going out there on that day and not leaving one single post in the social media realm that is that you don't just lambaste them. Drop a fact bomb right down there. This entity has been responsible for the death of more people. And they remember, they formed so that there would never be a world war again, to eliminate war. Yet now they're have involved this country in police actions around the world ever since this unholy entity has been created. And we really do need to flush them right out of America. We got to stop funding them and shun their policies. Their sustainable development goals. I was grateful to be invited on Republic of Texas Radio a few weeks ago. I suggest you go back and listen to that episode of theirs where we talked about the 17 sustainable development goals. And although they put it, because all this stuff is just wonderful in a little two-minute blurb, they can make themselves sound so righteous. Yeah, they just love you so darn much. And these are all the things that we want to do. I mean, how can you be against women having rights? How can you be against clean water? All right, climate change. Because they own the science, you know. And they'll tell you so. Their scientists have told them, and their scientists are the ones that count. Everyone else's scientists are false information, which we're going to filter out so you won't have to read their stuff. All right, you'll just have the real science from the UN. Yeah, all sounds good. All sounds good, but the devil is in the details. These are socialist and communist. I don't know how people in America don't get this. We are unique here. And I'm going to keep repeating this. This is something I've said on the show many times, and you're going to hear it again right now. What makes America unique amongst every nation in the world? It is not the size of our army, right? It's not the illusion in the window dressing of freedom and liberty, because we really don't have that. We just got their flavor of it. It happens to be what was put in place for our economic system, our right to property, and the free market system. Elaborate on that right after these messages. Red Pill Politics. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org. We'll be right back.
Is it conspiracy? Do shadow hands run democracy? The edges speak of a lie. Shrouded in secrets and mysteries. Bloodlines of history, they sit at the top. Counting all the gold they have robbed common men. They put their puppets into place, then pull the strings. Simple whisper, sleight of hand.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Happy Sunday to everybody. Welcome to the show. This is Red Pill Politics. And, of course, I would like to take this time to encourage you to head over to republicbroadcasting.org, where you can find programming 7 days a week. Check out myself and the other programmers. We've got an archive there all for you. All right, this is easy stuff. Anyone can listen, even Democrats. They have got a one-click player on every page of the site. Click play, and you can listen live. Share it around, get it on social media, and of course, on your way out, hit that donation button because we are listener-funded. We're here right now, literally, because of you. So whatever you can do, donations, big or small, are very, very welcome. We need the cash right now to keep the current services going. And as I say, anything that don't grow dies. All right, so we need to expand. This is not good enough. We need to get the message out farther and wider and get people, to stop sitting on their hands. So find a program you like, share it out there, and show your support. And of course, one thing that I've started doing is sending out a live stream. When I do my broadcast every week, whether it was the late Saturday night slot that I had or the new slot here Sunday mornings with all you folks, I always throw out a live stream so people can contribute. My hope is, and this is my third time trying to uncancel myself, so when you do pop in, give us a like and follow the channel. Share it around if you would. It'll help uncancel Red Pill Politics. But we want these videos to travel as a resource. All right. Not only do I want you to be plugged in and have your browser always pointing to republicbroadcasting.org, but, you know, we want, if you've got supplemental information about things that we're talking about, you need to put that down in the comments. All right. Let the whole video travel and the input and the supplemental information. All right. Let it flow. Let it happen. But I want to encourage you to get right involved in the live streams as well. And for that, look us up on Rumble. All right. Red Pill Politics is on Rumble now. No YouTube, no Facebook. But you can find us there. And as well as our website, redpillpolitics.tv. Please get on the mailing list. Love to have you on board. Get this show, every show, and all my other snarky musings can be found there. Let's move along here. We've got some callers coming in, so I want to make sure we get everybody who's got something to say is going to be able to share that with us right now. Let's see, who do we got? We got Rhonda from Missouri. How are you tonight? Or this morning, I'm sorry. Hello, Rhonda, you with us?
Right. Yeah, hi. Hi, Dave. I came across an article that I don't know if you saw it or not. It says Biden launches paid program for 20,000 young people to train for green jobs.
Yes, there is going to be a slew of that type of stuff literally coming at us in the coming weeks because those UN conferences just finished up in New York. Like on the 20th, I think, and that's going to roll out. And there was great emphasis on the kids. You know, the communists, yeah, well, socialists knew how important it was to get the kids on board. So, yeah, I'm aware of that, and then some. What do you think of that? Is that something our youth is going to benefit from, or are we going to wind up creating enemies within?
Well, it just goes to show you they're going after the brainwashed children, but. What if somebody that's older wanted to get in on that and maybe give them some different ideas as to, I know, I mean, like, I'm sitting here going, I want to do that, but I tell them, you know, if you stop spraying us with this and you do that, you know, but it just seems like it's, you know, discrimination, and who paid for it? That's what I want to know.
Oh, that'll be the taxpayers. We'll fund our own demise in that respect. But I like what you're saying, because there's got to be a challenge to this. We can't just acquiesce and let them use our tax dollars to push that rhetoric. And I've done flavors of this myself where, for example, they often will push towns to have an agricultural committee. All right. And this, you know, and they say it's to support farmers' rights and pass the right to farm by law. Now, right on its face, if people wallow into the details, they'll get washed up in this and think it's great. But if you sit back and think and say, wait a minute, we already have the right to farm. What else is buried in here? And what I did is I set out to bring all the farmers together in a standalone entity. So, you know, to go out and challenge them, you know, because the kids do want a clean environment, and I don't blame them. They should. I grew up with a great appreciation of the environment as far as polluting and things like that. So this is natural. We shouldn't stifle that. Like an asteroid, we should give it a nudge in the right direction. So put up competing information. Get together with other folks like yourself. Study up on this, and you can hold your own events in your own town and invite the kids. Have some kind of a, you know, use their own tactics. and get these kids in there, but make sure that they're empowered in the end with their right to private property, their right to control and manage these things on their own. You do not need an international entity to be a good environmentalist.
Well, as we all know, this isn't going to be, this is an agenda. It's not going to be, they're not going to be telling people, these young kids, you know, they're going to still go, oh, yeah, sure, chemtrails, that's a conspiracy, or, you know, the radiation pollution with 5G electric boxes, you know, they're not going to learn about that. They're going to get them to follow their agenda and, you know, indoctrinate them even further.
Yeah. Well, don't pull them in on the heavy stuff. Start out in another direction. You know, do nature walks and get people who are good with the animals and the vegetation. Let there be a real educational component to it. You know, think outside of the box. Go to a laboratory and let them know that you're doing things like this with the youth. And, you know, would you run a couple of free samples for us? And then pull, you know, go out with them, show them the sampling process and what environmentalists do. Pull a water sample, but then ask them to look for very specific things. Once they, you got the hook set, and the community's all feeling good, then you come out and you say, well, why is there barium in the water?
Right.
You know, because that's what
we
tested for. Why are there hormones in this stream? We got people making...
Why is there fluoride in there?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, you remember when Alex Jones was talking about the gay frogs? Do you remember that?
Uh-huh.
Well, I was working on a project when I was in college. I was working for a company that was owned by a professor in the soil curriculum at UMass called New England Waste Systems. And what we did is we built constructed wetlands, had a rubber liner in it. We use many of the same components that you'd find in street drainage and septic systems to manipulate the water level. We put in a media and we grew plants in there that would hyper-accumulate the constituents of waste streams of all sorts of things. We did landfills. We did juice companies. We did sewage. All kinds of things, and we were able to put out the back end of these systems almost potable water. And you know, it was just an amazing thing to see. But we were able to work in a number of locations. It was hard to do it in Massachusetts because they're so strict with their environmental rules. But we could, under a research grant, do things that most businesses couldn't. And we worked in outside of an old age home, an old age facility, senior center, up in a hill town. And they were discharging. Their septic was in bad shape. It was shallow to groundwater, streams right next door. And what we found, and we weren't looking for this. This is something that several of the researchers and myself had noticed, is that the population of fish would plummet. At first, there'd be an explosion in the population because there seemed to be ample food around. And then all of a sudden, the populations would plummet. And it was due to all the hormones that were not being treated or pumped out and dealt with through the septic system of this senior center. All these hormone therapies were going right through their urine, through the waste. These were things made in the lab, so there's nothing in nature that can take them apart. And it was getting into the fish. It was bioaccumulating in the fish so that all the fish were female. And this does happen, and is happening all around us. You know, these little things can get a young mind, you know, really working. So I advise that you go out and think outside of the box. And how can you engage these young people, but don't hit them over the head with the chemtrails or geoengineering, as you should refer to it. Don't do that up front. But if you can get a lab on board to do one of their samples and, you know, do some of the basic stuff that you would normally do in an environmental assay, but also put in barium and aluminum, things that don't belong and you wouldn't find in nature where you're sampling with these kids, and you've just opened the door.
Yeah. Well, the last thing it says, it's not Biden's first effort at building a green workforce. I'll leave you with this. It says, in 2021, he proposed spending $30 billion on a civilian climate corps, which would have had more than 300,000 members as part of a larger, and here's the part, Build Back Better Act, which is never a good, you know, verbiage for, it's like, you know, there's something nefarious there.
Because it goes against the Commerce Clause and everything that our government, I mean, there's nothing in Article 1, Section 8 that I saw, considering the Commerce Clause, which is a mandate on government to simply keep commerce regular and remove obstructions and prevent monopolies. Governments that construct and they build back better from the top down are constructing a Soviet-style system. They're manipulating the economy in all of the industries in what is supposed to be a free market from above. It's no longer, because the tethers are to government rather than the consumers or we the people, because that's just as I was going into the other break, Rhonda, we were talking about this too, is what is unique about the United States and why we're incompatible, simply incompatible with a lot of the UN's musings, is that we have, as individuals, by virtue of your existence, you have the right to private property. No one, not even government, can take that from you. And with your liberty to go out and parlay that into whatever you can, you become part of a free market system that is run, or supposed to be run, organically, where signals come from the people, from the consumers, and where there's a void, entrepreneurs, again, from within us, the people, the workhorses, we see and recognize a void where there's demand, and an entrepreneur will go and fill that organically, quickly, and then through competition, it will keep the prices low. When government gets involved, forces it down from above, it sacrifices technological advances. It monopolizes, and the prices go up. Everything we've seen from Biden about energy has been the creation of artificial scarcity. They blew up Nord Stream 2. They gave $8 billion to South Africa to stop producing coal for us, shutting down processing plants. All he's done is created artificial supply shortages at a time where demand is either regular, flatline, or increased. This is what happens when a Soviet system is built. It comes from the top down. Nothing Biden has said leverages the power of the individual and our rights to private property.
I also saw an article where Democrats are turning the screws, ensuring that everybody's electric bill is going to go up.
Oh, absolutely.
But this particular article, I'll leave you with this. Apparently, is no entrepreneurial. There's no listening to the people or anything, because it's an executive action that won't require congressional approval. This, the people, the young program thing. Anyway, it says the White House didn't announce how much it was going to be spending on the program, but sure, they got a blank checkbook, so there you go.
Well, I'll just have the Fed print some up, but you'll see money now coming in from the United Nations. Doesn't matter whether we're laundering it through Ukraine or the UN. We basically keep the UN afloat by printing dollars for them, and some of them come back for their progressive agenda. So, yeah, that's more money laundering, because if you're right, follow the money. You're right on to these guys. Keep it up, because if you follow the money, you'll see where it comes from. Often they will list who their partners are, their public-private partners. You know, this is a fascistic relationship that's not supposed to exist here, yet it does. But sometimes they omit their partners. They love to brag about who's involved. But many times they don't, too. But that's where you follow the money, and you will follow the agenda that we're supposed to follow.
Yeah, they're going to train these kids, real quick, they're going to train these kids to do what they want. They're not going to look at it like you were talking about barium in the water, like you were talking about fluoride in the water. They're not going to do that. They're going to indoctrinate them to look for what they want them to see. So, you know what I mean? Or what they want them to do. They're not going to be.
Yeah. Parents used to encourage their children to go out and have a lemonade stand, to rake leaves for their elderly neighbor. You know, introduce a work ethic to them and you know, how things work in the real life. But, you know, every summer I see articles where the police come down and they ticket parents because there are little girls out at the edge of the sidewalk selling lemonade without a permit. What a horrible thing to do to young people is to stifle that work ethic and you know, that creativity.
Yeah, they don't want to encourage them. Exactly.
Yeah.
They don't want to be encouraged. You know, don't encourage those kids to do something that, you know, they had the idea for. We're trying to get them to do, you know, put ideas in their heads. So don't do that. That's a bad idea. You know what I mean? Yeah.
There was a school district, I'll ask your opinion on this, they just decided that they were going to do away with the standards for reading, writing, and math. And, I mean, what do you think about that? How does that help black and brown people?
Oh, is it just the black and brown people?
Oh, I mean, it's
well, you know what? I would
because white kids seem to be able to read and write and do math better, and there's more black and brown people that don't graduate. So, I mean, this is classic socialism from where I sit, is that it doesn't raise people up out of poverty and in bad places into better places. It makes us all equally as poor, even intellectually.
Well, I'll tell you
poor.
What, real quick, my sister, she had young kids at the time, and she decided she was going to move to Panama. Her kids, her one daughter, her oldest daughter, went to school for like 5 minutes, really. And she was like grabbing onto her leg, "No, mommy," you know. And my sister took her out, and she said, "Okay, I'm going to homeschool." But knowing my sister, you know, she didn't really do anything in that regard. She kind of let them learn on their own. They taught themselves to read. They taught themselves math. So it's doable. It's what the child's desire is. What do they have an interest in, you know?
Exactly, because if you feed that, every kid's got that fire in them. In the government school system is all about the cookie-cutter approach where you follow their instructions or you've got a learning disability and we'll process you differently. But they try to create a little automatons out of our kids who want to all be individuals. You know, they do away with recess and then wonder why they've got high energy. You know, they've done every bad thing that you could do to a kid in a learning environment, the government schools has done. So, hooray
true.
To anybody.
My other sister sent all her children to school. And her youngest has some mental issues, I think. But, he knew he was getting fed some garbage. But he's angry about that. He didn't graduate. He quit. But he got his GED, I think. But it's just a piece of paper. And it's just, you know, he has skills. And, you know, he's not stupid. But, yeah, indoctrination centers to tell your children how to think, tell them what they're interested in, tell them, you know,
them that their gender was accidentally assigned at birth and that they can change that every day if they want to. I mean, how can they do away with standards for reading and math, yet they are compelled to instill a psychological illness into your child? They're fixated with that. This is like none of the school district's business. I knew years ago when they first came in and introduced just the idea of teaching sex ed in the schools, the parents flipped out, said, "What in the heck are you talking about? No, this is our realm. We deal with this." Mm-hmm. And now, by way of comparison, I can't believe we're sitting there listening to parents that say it is perfectly okay to begin, you know, to block my child's development, neuter them, and begin transitioning them. I don't know. I mean, that shows the power of cultural Marxism.
Right. Well, you know something's wrong because, I mean, like, even when I graduated and, you know, I'm older, but I, when I graduated, I was like, I don't know, what do I want to do now with my life? You know, sadly, they don't foster any child's interests in any certain field, and you really don't know what kind of jobs are out there. So it kind of goes along with, well, my dad was this or my mom was this, so I guess I'll do that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you kind of just, you don't know what the possibilities are, and because your interests weren't fostered when you were in school, like, what are you good at? What are you interested in? You kind of let out in the world to just kind of flounder and just do fast food, or I never worked fast food. I was a secretary first, but, you know, you just kind of fall into a job instead of try to do it on purpose. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, they've conditioned us to think that either you're going to be educated to that level where, you know, you don't aspire to anything greater, or just go to college. We need to get you up to this point so you can go to college. Your career means nothing. You won't have a career unless you have college. And we're finding out now that that was a lie, too. But what's an interesting observation, and I want to add it to, you know, what you bring up here, is, you know, I graduated in the early 80s. And at that time, I can still remember in, you know, next to most high schools, some, a notable number of greenhouses that were dilapidated and falling apart, and they would eventually tear them down and they're gone. But that was because there was a period of time where every high school had an agricultural department where people were taught how to feed themselves in what farming was, because that was the backbone of this country. Before there were cities, before there were towns, before there were anything, there were farmers that created the food for us to survive and begin to make a town, a city, and so forth. So, yeah, we don't focus on those things that are individual, local, because when you combine those two things, you have security. All right, when you control your food supply rather than us getting our food from China and elsewhere, you know, you get it from the town you live in or the town next door. What is also noticeably missing from our high schools back then were trade. You're exactly right.
Exactly, yes.
Condition. All right, thank you for the call, Ron. Right. We're going to go to a break right now. This is Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Thank you. the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.